Hello, my name is Dr. Monique Peris, and I am a master's student of the University of Melbourne and Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne, Australia. Today I'm presenting findings from our recent study, First Trimester Maternal Serum Biomarkers and the Risk of Cerebral Palsy. The paper is available in the January edition of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. Causation of cerebral palsy can be described in terms of potential causal pathways, the majority of which begin in the pre- or perinatal period. Placental pathology and placenta-related pregnancy complications such as fetal growth restriction, placental abruption and preeclampsia have also been associated with an increased risk of CP. Pregnancy-associated plasma protein A, PAPA, and beta-human chorionic gonadotropin, beta-HCG, are biomarkers that are measured in the maternal bloodstream. Together with the fetal ultrasound measure nuchal translucency, these tests currently form first trimester screening, CFTS, which gives a pregnancy an overall risk of Down syndrome. However, they also play important roles in placental development and have been previously associated with placenta-related pregnancy complications and adverse pregnancy outcomes. Using data linkage, we aim to investigate to what extent first trimester biomarkers were associated with later development of CP, and further, to identify CP characteristics and causal pathways associated with abnormal biomarker levels. We extracted 1,376 singleton cases of CP from the Victorian CP Register. These were CP cases born in Victoria between 2001 and 2017 with no known post-neonatal cause of their CP. Cases were matched with first trimester screening results in the prenatal screening database based on maternal name, maternal date of birth or age, and estimated date of delivery. 10 control CFTS records were extracted for each CP case, excluding multiple pregnancies and pregnancies with a known outcome of Down syndrome. Marker levels are quantified as multiples of population median, or MOMS, which represent the ratio of each screening result to the median result for the population. We were able to match 435 CP register cases with their prenatal screening results. The mean level of PAPA and beta-HCG were found to be lower in CP cases compared to non-CP controls. In comparing high and low levels of each biomarker, CP cases were more likely to have low levels of PAPA and HCG compared to non-CP controls. This association was observed to be stronger when PAPA and HCG were both observed to be low, and CP was 2.6 times more likely in this case. Further information from the CP register was available for the CP cases in our study, which allowed us to compare high and low biomarker levels with characteristics of CP. Low levels of PAPA were associated with late preterm birth, ataxic CP, cerebral congenital abnormalities, and low APGAR score, and to a lesser extent, predominant grey matter injury patterns on MRI, patterns usually associated with hypoxic ischemic injury in term-born infants. Low levels of beta-HCG were associated with multiparous women, low birth weight, and non-cerebral congenital abnormalities. We did not observe any association between nuchal translucency and CP or CP characteristics. Our findings suggest associations with three potential causal pathways. Firstly, we observed associations between low biomarker levels and pathways to CP involving preterm birth and fetal growth restriction, suggesting a role for poor placentation and abnormal placental development in some cases of CP. Secondly, low PAPA levels were associated with low APGAR scores and predominant grey matter injury on MRI. Our study suggests that placental factors may make fetuses more susceptible to the effects of repeated ischemia reperfusion events during labour, a finding supported by previously reported associations with unplanned caesarean section for fetal compromise, admission to neonatal intensive care units, and low APGAR score. Lastly, in CP cases, low PAPA levels were associated with cerebral congenital abnormalities and ataxic CP, and low mean beta-HCG levels were associated with non-cerebral congenital abnormalities. Given previously described associations between abnormal biomarker levels and genetic syndromes, our data suggests that genetic syndromes with a CP phenotype may also be associated with abnormal biomarker levels. Our study adds to the current understanding of causal pathways in CP that begin in the prenatal period. This knowledge may expand opportunities for prevention of CP in some cases.